The Holy Gospel appointed for the fourth Sunday in Advent as we prepare ourselves to celebrate the birth of Christ as the Christ child of Bethlehem is taken from the Gospel of St. Luke, the first chapter, verses 39 through 45. In those days, Mary arose and went with haste into the hill country to a town in Judah. And she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. And when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary, the baby leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit, and she exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why is this granted to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For behold, when the sound of your greeting came to my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her from the Lord." This is the Gospel of the Lord. Let us pray to the Lord. Gracious and merciful Father, today you challenge us again to listen to the words of Elizabeth as her baby leaped in her womb and she was filled with the Holy Spirit and exclaimed to her cousin Mary with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women and blessed is the fruit of your womb." Therefore, send your Holy Spirit into our hearts today, as we also acknowledge Mary, the mother of our Lord Jesus Christ, to be blessed among women, and that blessed is the fruit of her womb, as we confessed again in the words of the Apostles' Creed, that Jesus was born of the Virgin Mary, conceived by the Holy Spirit, in order to be our Messiah and Savior. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words for our meditation on this fourth Sunday in Advent is taken from the gospel lesson appointed for this Sunday, the Gospel of St. Luke, the first chapter, with special attention to verses 41 and 42. And when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary, the baby leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit, and she exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb." This is the word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior and the Lord of our Christian life, blessed is the fruit of your womb. That is the wonderful message on this fourth Sunday in Advent as we prepare ourselves to celebrate tomorrow and on Tuesday the birthday of Jesus. Wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger. Yes, blessed is the fruit of your womb. There is no question about the fact that the baby to be born of Mary was going to be blessed, as her cousin Elizabeth, who was also pregnant with John the Baptist, was suddenly filled with the Holy Spirit, and she cried out with a loud voice, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb." And why? Because this was a very special and unique baby, unlike any other baby that had ever been born before. This baby was going to be conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. We read in the Gospel of Matthew the announcement by the angel of the Lord, Joseph, son of David. Do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to call his name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. Yes, Mary was blessed among all women and chosen to be the mother of our Lord Jesus Christ. And she was indeed blessed among all women. The words we find in the Gospel of Matthew, "Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel," which means God with us. As a matter of fact, the miraculous birth of Jesus is perhaps the greatest story ever told in all of human history. And at the same time, a great mystery, even to us here as we worship him as the Christ child of Bethlehem. And why? Because even Mary didn't quite understand what was happening to her when she asked the angel of the Lord, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" And the angel told her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called the Son of God, for nothing is impossible for God." Even Joseph was troubled, and he didn't understand it either. We read in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 1, verse 18, "His mother was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant with child through the Holy Spirit." As a matter of fact, in those days, engagement was legally binding by Jewish law, even though they weren't living together as husband and wife. So Joseph, being a just man, did not want to put her to shame. He did not want to expose her to public disgrace, but instead he chose to divorce her, not publicly, but quietly. In other words, sign the necessary legal papers and documents, but not have her judged and stoned to death for her infidelity and unfaithfulness as a violation of her marriage vow. We read in Deuteronomy chapter 22, verse 23, "If a man happens to meet in town a virgin pledged to be married, and he sleeps with her, you shall take both of them to the gate of the town and stone them to death." But before Joseph could divorce Mary quietly, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, "Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit." When Joseph finally woke from his sleep, he no longer questioned it or wanted to divorce her quietly, but did exactly what the angel had told him. We read in the Gospel of Matthew, when Joseph woke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife, but knew her not until she had given birth to a son, and he called his name Jesus. Yes, even though Joseph was troubled and didn't quite understand the miraculous conception of Jesus in Mary by the Holy Spirit, as we confessed again this morning in the Apostles' Creed, conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the very Virgin Mary, he still accepted it. And why? Because for God, nothing is ever impossible. Joseph accepted it by faith, because Joseph also believed in the power of God, that nothing is impossible. And so Joseph took Mary to be his wife until the child was born in Bethlehem, not in a palace surrounded by pomp and wealth and circumstance, but in a manger surrounded by the hay and the animals, because there wasn't any room for them in the inn. As a matter of fact, we read in the Gospel of Luke chapter 2, verse 7, "And she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there wasn't any room in the inn." Yes, even though Jesus was the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, he became a lowly King and a lowly Lord, so that he could become our Savior and our Messiah and offer us the forgiveness of our sins, offer us the gift of eternal life one day in the kingdom of heaven through our faith in Jesus as our Messiah and Savior. And yet, even though he is born in a lowly manger, surrounded by the hay and the animals, today, imagine, he is surrounded by the whole world with Christmas lights and trees and decorations, with Christmas cards and presents being sent out and given to everyone, reminding us that when it all is said and done, it is still his birthday, not ours, that we celebrate. Isn't it interesting to note that on Christmas Day, even the grocery stores are closed? It says that that is an important day in the life of the Christian church. And even those who don't belong to the Christian church, that a Savior has been born to them and to us. As a matter of fact, as we read the Christmas story tomorrow evening from the Gospels of St. Matthew and St. Mark and St. Luke and sing the joyous Christmas carols, we are reminded again that it is indeed his birthday that we celebrate with his hope and his peace and his joy and his love. Yes, blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. May God bless all of us as we tomorrow evening come together and celebrate his birth. For me, it's probably the most important service in the Christian church. I love Easter and the resurrection, but I like Christmas even more, because we celebrate his birth into this world to be our Messiah, our Savior. Yes, may our prayer today be the words we sang in the hymn of the day, "Come to Bethlehem and see him whose birth the angels sing. Come adore on bended knee Christ the Lord, the newborn King." God bless you and your family during this Advent and Christmas season as we celebrate Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins becoming our Messiah, our Savior, the King of Israel, the Prince of Peace. In Jesus' name, for Jesus' sake, amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the fellowship of His Holy Spirit be and abide with us as we indeed once again celebrate the greatest gift from the Father, the gift of Jesus, the Christ child of Bethlehem, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Prince of Peace. Amen.